Is this normal? It's probably nothing serious. Maybe I'll feel better tomorrow.
Emergency symptoms can be good at hiding. That's why you shouldn't ignore symptoms like chest pain, high fever, trouble breathing, or severe stomach pain. They could be a medical emergency in disguise. Thankfully, an Eastside ER is ready to serve you 24/7 with fast wait times and dedicated ER experts, so we can quickly help turn your questions into answers. Visit eastsidemedical.com.
Broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett studio inside the Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta Hotel, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio. Gwinnett Business Radio is cared for by Eastside Medical Center, providing quality care to Gwinnett County and the greater Atlanta area for over 38 years.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to another award-winning edition of Gwinnett Business Radio. Mike Salmon alongside our Director of Sales and Marketing, Amanda Pierce, is back in the catbird seat again today. Hello,
good,
Amanda.
Good morning. Glad to be back.
Yeah. Why are there cough drops in front of my microphone? Where'd
in
those come from?
In case your throat gets scratchy.
I appreciate that. Always looking out for us. We've got a full house here. We're excited about today's show. We've got some wonderful guests. Joining us from the Georgia Hispanic Construction Association is Rafael Villegas. Rafael, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. Good morning, Amanda.
Good morning.
Also joining us from CIC Floors, it's Clara Richardson-Olguin.
That's it. Good morning.
Really?
You did it right.
And from Eagle Construction and Restoration, Francisco Manuel Martinez.
That's correct.
We're going to start with Rafael. Rafael, good to see you as always. Georgia Hispanic Construction Association, tell us about your group.
Definitely, Mike. And again, thank you so much for having us on the show. The Georgia Hispanic Construction Association is a nonprofit organization catering to the needs of the Hispanic construction community. Mostly of what we do is educational grassroots. We're trying to help more and more small and medium-sized businesses in the construction industry to get to a level where they can professionalize the way they do business. They can sophisticate their management practices and then tackle on better opportunities. So a lot of what we do is educational, but we also have a big component, which is actually making sure that they have business opportunities right in front of them.
Okay, we're going to get into that. By the way, you're the Director of Business Development. Talk about the history of the organization and how big are you?
The initiative really started off a while back in 05. Then we had an incredible growth, and with the housing market crisis starting in 2008, we really had a difficult moment. Starting in 2012, the organization was redirected, it was restructured, and it's now what we know as the GHCA, which is the Georgia Hispanic Construction Association. So the initiative has been going on for a while, and pretty much the purpose has been the same, has been to create opportunities for small and medium-sized companies. We have currently about 240 active companies that are members of the association, and that includes big general contractors like Brasfield & Gorey and Winter Construction and others. And we have a good group. About 40% of our membership is comprised of small and medium-sized companies in construction, different trades. These go all the way from the very small company that's wanting to start a business or has already begun, but they're struggling with how they do their business practice, all the way from pretty well-established subcontractors that have been around for 20, 30 years.
So you talk about assisting these companies. And by the way, we want to let everyone know that Clara and Francisco are members of the organization. So you brought them on today, so we appreciate that very much. But talk about the types of events that you do offer for your members.
Sure. We have two main avenues, Mike. We have our educational avenue. It's full of workshops and classes, mainly focused in construction management. We do a lot of training in estimating, bidding, how to put together a proposal, the legal framework in construction, insurance, bonding. So everything that relates to managing a construction business, we offer. And we offer this training programs both in English and in Spanish. So it's not really limited to Hispanic, Spanish-speaking individuals. I mean, we have training in English, and we got pretty good help from our sponsors and allies. That's pretty much our main focus. But then we have business development events. We have events to connect the dots, to connect general contractors with subcontractors and professional services with subcontractors. So again, we're trying to create opportunities both in the private sector and in the government sector. We recently had an event called How to Do Business with a GC. So we invite general contractors and we host a meeting for about 20 or 30 subcontractors. And they learn how to do business with them. They learn what are the current projects that are going on not only in the city of Atlanta, but around the state and in the southeast.
Let me add to that really quickly, Raphael. I follow you guys on Facebook, and I noticed that you just had an event, Brassfield and Gorey. Is that one of the educational offerings that you were talking about?
Yeah, it's an educational slash forward business development opportunity because it's really about how to get involved with projects like the Children's Healthcare of Atlanta, which is a huge project.
It's been ongoing for about a year now, right?
That's right, and it's a huge project that it's being undertaken by Brassfield and Gorey in collaboration with Jay Dunn. And again, this is the kind of opportunities we're offering our members to support their business development.
Talk to me about the last connecting piece. So you mentioned education, you mentioned providing the community, shall I say, and all the resources. Talk to me about how these individuals reach the project itself.
It really depends on who's actually out there providing the opportunity, whether it's a private work, whether it's government work. We work very closely with municipalities and the Gwinnett County, for example, the City of Atlanta, the Atlanta Housing Authority. And we work with all these different agencies to provide opportunities, and we do it in the private sector as well. It really depends on, for example, with the Atlanta Housing Authorities having it's working a project right now, and they have this session going on, a technical informational session. So what we do is that we try to get as many members as we can to those meetings so they can connect and they can build a relationship directly with the decision makers. Mm-hmm. And then again, that's supported by all the different technical aspects of submitting a proposal, getting on a bid list, getting in front of the, again, as I said, in front of the decision makers so that they can actually work their way up.
We're talking with Raphael with the GHCA, the Georgia Hispanic Construction Association. And Raphael, I'm going to put you on the spot right now because I'm going to bring Clara and Francisco into the conversation.
Sure.
And get their thoughts on being members of the organization. Clara, I'll start with you. Why did your company decide to join, and how has it benefited your company, which is CIC Floors?
Definitely the educational piece. I'm so glad that we found the Georgia Hispanic Construction Association. We were able to not just reaffirm our purpose in the business, in the construction industry, but also to provide education to our staff members, our project coordinators, and also that connection piece, you know, to the networking with different GCs, builders, designers, to offer them what we have as a flooring company. So it's been an amazing opportunity. We were selected 2016 Best Residential Company. It really revamped a lot of ideas that we had to introduce ourselves to the market, and the Georgia Hispanic Construction Association is amazing to do that, to connect with people. So it's great.
Francisco, same question.
Actually, we're members since 2005. We started with the association, and it's been great. Actually, my dad is the guy who really pushed us to join, and he's really adventurous. And my brother and I, we didn't really believe too much about networking, just hard work, and it would pay off. But, you know, with the modern times, you need to have networking, social media. So that's one of the reasons. The other one is contacts. I mean, information. They're really great. What I've been seeing lately is diverse. In the beginning, it was more like, you know, kind of Hispanic, getting together. But now you see variety. I mean, you see a lot of Anglos, African Americans, Hispanics, Asians. I mean, it's really diverse. The name maybe say Hispanic, but you see a lot of people on the meetings, and it's been great. I mean, really, really great.
Well, congratulations, Raphael. You passed.
Thank you.
You've got a passing grade from both of them. And what Francisco says, very important, is you want that diversity, because as the director of business development, you want to bring more and more on, because the more members you have, obviously, the more it helps all of the members.
Definitely. And that's the picture of the whole industry, Mike. I mean, it really comes down to diversity, especially in a city like Atlanta, where we enjoy the incredible results of having a diverse culture. In when you go to our events, especially we have an event in November 16th, which is actually here at the Sonesta. It's our awards banquet. And you see a beautiful picture of the industry. You see the mainstream general contractors. You see the minority-owned business. You see the workers. I mean, you see how the actual construction industry is out there. So it's not about being Hispanic or being a minority, but it's about the entirety of the construction industry.
I think it will be fair to say that it's not just for those new businesses, those construction companies that are starting, but like you say, 16 years in business or this long in business, it is always an opportunity to join the association and bring that new level for your business. So,
and what are the requirements?
There's a place for anybody, any company. We got, as I said, we got general contractors, we got corporations like Georgia Power and Coca-Cola Company and Delta Airlines. We also have, obviously, our core group is trade specialty contractors, but we also have all types of professional services, banking, accounting, legal.
Those would be considered your affiliates.
Exactly. Right? That would be considered our affiliates. And really, you just got to come and participate. That's I would say, the requirement. I mean, you get out of it as much as you put into it.
So, absolutely. For those that would like to find out more and do a little education and check on it, and where can they get that?
Please visit our website. It's GeorgiaHCA.org, GeorgiaHCA.org. You can visit us on Instagram. It's WeAreGHCA, WeAreGHCA. And then you can look us up in LinkedIn and Facebook. So,
well, great stuff, Raphael. And we're going to keep you here, of course. And please chime in as we talk to some of your members here.
Sure.
Clara Richardson Olguin?
Yes, Olguin.
All right. CIC Floors. We already know that you're an award-winning company, yeah. But tell us what your company specializes in.
Well, CIC Floors, as its sigla states, is custom interior contractors. We specialize in providing custom solution for our clients that have flooring needs. And in 16 years of experience, we have noticed that our clients, just residential or commercial, have always had that need of finding unique floors. And that's what we have. We're going from the organic, eco-friendly products to those builder grade for our GCs and builders that are looking for unique floor for their new homes. So it's me and my husband, Cesar Alguin, and he is the expert. He's been in the flooring industry for 20 years. And we decided to open our first little showroom in Jimmy Carter. A year ago, we opened our new showroom, 6,000 square feet of a beautiful design center for designed for our designers, architects, builders, GCs that wanted to definitely look for those opportunities with their customer to come and find unique floors.
I'm going to see if I can stump you here now.
Okay.
There's a lot of flooring companies out there. What makes you guys different?
Definitely that uniqueness on the flooring and the professionalism. We have the installation piece, the products that we provide. We have different products that are completely exclusive from CIC Floors from Italy. We have Italess hardwood floors. We have the Technographica, that is a wallpaper coming from Italy as well, designed by designers, by painters. Going back to the floors, all these eco-friendly products that we have, Cortec Plus, the show for the show industry, that are very good for those families that are looking for it. LVTs with waterproof, can they have kids?
They're looking sustainable.
Sustainable, exactly. And they have those logos of green, go green.
You mentioned eco-friendly, and that's something that's very large and popular here. Everybody's looking to save the planet or help the turtles in
Definitely.
Some way. Talk to me about some of the products that are eco-friendly that you mentioned. What are the composition?
Well, like I say, we have Eatless, that is a completely organic hardwood floors, and they're coming from Italy. They own their own forest, and they take pride of what they're bringing in their wood. Believe it or not, but they are waterproof. We also have our Cortec that is certified LED, and we believe in those certifications. We think that it's important that our clients know that whatever we have in our showroom, we know the where they're coming from, what country, what is being manufactured, and how it is getting to our country. With all this tariff, we have to make sure that we know where we are, also for pricing, right? Another product that I really wanted to take pride of is our Technographica, that is an eco-friendly wallpaper, and it is completely waterproof. So believe it or not, you can put this waterproof wallpaper in your showers, and you're not going to have any issue in getting down.
So peeling, I hate no that. Peeling. In the shower, you always see it where the seam is, and then the wallpaper peels off.
Yeah, this one is waterproof. It's called Tecnografica.
And that sounds maybe shiny and beautiful to me. Does it have any metallic or sparkle or anything?
It is not the metallic. It's the composition of it. You have a protection laminate on the top. And if you touch a word wallpaper, they also are very murals. They have like a content. Mm-hmm. It's not just plastic. It has some content in it. So it is a beautiful wallpaper. It is made by different artists in Italy. Mm-hmm. And you can find from very modern to more classical, you know, design. So.
You also mentioned having the showroom, the luxury of the client actually coming and shopping with the GC or whoever is spearheading the project. Talk to me about the experience when the customer comes in.
So our showroom is designed for our clients, for those that have that are self-environmental conscious, but also for any type of client with a builder or their designer that are coming in trying to look for floors. We had found that our clients that pop in our showroom, the first thing that they said is, oh, it's not a cluster. It's not, you know, tied. I have a space to walk. There's tables around that I can put my floors, that I can talk with my sister that came with me or my designer that is with me. And we like that. We also have experienced clients that have shown in our showroom with, you know, dramatic allergies issues. And they come in and they say, I cannot believe that I'm not starting sneezing or that I don't feel like I'm losing my breath. Why? Because we carry one of the products that I forgot to mention before is our eco-friendly carpet from Airweave. It is completely natural. And when the clients are coming into a flooring company, they usually it's the carpet because it's the fabric that start making you sneeze or feel congested or what's going on with the allergy here. So we have most of our products are completely organic and that you can feel in the air in our showroom. It is clear, it is open, it's I think that is the perfect place for you to come, relax, and enjoy that selection of products because it is a celebration when you're renovating a home. Yeah. It's not just, you know, you dance in good floors, uh-huh. Your pets lay on the floor, your kids lay on the floor. So it should be a celebration. It should be a happy moment.
I like that.
Absolutely. And by the way, it's more than just CIC floors. You mentioned the wallpaper, so we're going to have to do something about a name change maybe.
Maybe.
CIC floors and more.
And more.
And more, right?
There you go.
We have going to the interiors now. So it is CIC floors and interiors.
I gotcha. You mentioned Jimmy Carter. Is that where the showroom is?
We just moved to a new showroom in Peachtree Industrial Boulevard.
Okay, Peachtree Industrial Boulevard is where the showroom is.
And, that's what it is.
And you could service, how far can you service out to?
Well, all metro Atlanta. So we have our customer from Cumming, Jones Creek, Atlanta, Sandy Spring, Smyrna, all the way to Milton. So we love our customer. We go where they are. We have our mobile showroom that it will go wherever they are located. We will bring any products that they're looking for from tile, hardwood floors, carpet, the wallpaper, and we also offer the painting. And talking about organic product, we do offer our Benjamin Moore or Sherwin-Williams that are hypoallergenic and zero VOCs.
For those who would like to find out more information and maybe see some of these wonderful products, where can they see that stuff?
They can visit us on our website, CICFloorsLLC.com. That's CICFloorsLLC.com. We also are in Facebook and Instagram as a CICFloorsLLC.com.
Great job. Thanks for coming by this morning.
Thank you.
Before we go on to our next guest, I want to remind you that we are coming to you from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studio, and love is what makes a Subaru. Get big savings and enjoy our hassle-free experience. Subaru of Gwinnett is where people sell cars. Visit SubaruofGwinnett.com and join the family today. Come on in and see the difference. And if you're already a Subaruist, no worries, then follow Subaru of Gwinnett on their Facebook page for all the latest offers, news, and community events. And also a quick reminder that we're cared for by Eastside Medical Center here at Gwinnett Business Radio. Quality care and close to home is Eastside Medical Center. They've been a community health care leader for over 39 years, nationally recognized for patient safety. Eastside focuses on delivering quality care with exceptional outcomes by using the most advanced technology and experienced physicians. For more on Eastside's system of care, visit EastsideMedical.com. Francisco Manuel Martinez with Eagle Construction and Restoration. Good morning, Francisco.
Good morning.
Give us a broad overview of what your company does.
Okay, our company does some masonry. It's a masonry trade. So we install brick, block, stone, cast stone, and diverse materials related to the trade. The company has been since 1996. My dad founded it. We've been like 23 years. It's been great. I mean, it wasn't that great in 2008, between 2008 and 2012.
when the market crashed, but we passed that hurdle. Now after that, it's my brother joined us. Actually, I started working with my dad in 2003. My dad and my brother started joining us in 2012, and now we're a completely family-owned business.
Do you do just residential? Do you do commercial?
We do commercial. We only focus on commercial. Okay. So we were really close with GCs. And actually, it's good that you mentioned, because in 2012, we got our business license for a general contractor. But we're small scale. We don't do big hotels or big highways or anything like that. We do more like residential, small buildings. And we were fortunate in 2012. We did a renovation in a church. And in 2014, we did a renovation in a restaurant. And last year, we did another renovation in a church. Small scale, but we tried something different. But actually, our priority is masonry, masonry trades, mm-hmm. and commercial area.
Can you give us an example of a project that's ongoing here in the area?
We just finished project working with Charles Black and Beaufort. We did all the decorative stone and the exterior. That was a really, really big project. It's a huge high school. It's located in Beaufort City. We just finished in City Hall, East Point. They just built a really nice City Hall over there. And we did an AC Marriott with Winter Construction. They're members of the association. Downtown, AC Marriott, really beautiful hotel, really luxury, I would say. And another hotel in Decatur with AMJ. They're located in Chattanooga. They give me a call. It's like, hey, you're interested to work with us? I was like, where are you from? Chattanooga. Took a trip over there. We met and we did a job together, and we just finished it up, we'd say, like 2 months ago.
So if it's the right job, it doesn't have to be in the Metro Atlanta area. You'll go wherever the job is.
We've been working all the way to Kentucky. We worked 2 years ago in Covington. Actually, I could say we work in Cincinnati, Ohio. It's the city's border with Kentucky and Ohio. And actually, we did it for a client. Was a big size job. There were like 11 buildings. They had masonry on it. We worked through the winter over there. It's no fun. We work over there. Really good client for, they are our clients probably for like 14 years already. So yeah, we try to give good relations with our clients, GCs, several on the association, their members, and we really talk about it. And we were talking about this. The association have an event here. Every year they have the awards for recognize the members. And I always bump out with clients or clients here, and we talk about it. And it's really great opportunity. It's really nice.
Yeah, no, I just want to add that that's a very important point. You know, when a client takes you across the country, that speaks highly of your work, and that's what happens with Eagle in this case. I mean, and we got a lot of members that their clients take them wherever they go, regardless of geographic location, because they trust that they're going to do the right job.
And what I like is what Francisco said is, you know, kind of stay in your lane. We don't do everything. Some companies, they want to, they don't say no. And you say, no, this is what we're really, really, really good at, and this is where we prefer to stay, and you do really, obviously, good work. And as the project manager, I'm assuming your job is to go out and find more work. So how do you do that?
Yeah, actually, it's reference. We've been lucky enough, like all clients, they contact us.
It's not luck, Francisco. If you're doing a good job and working hard, it's not luck.
Yeah, no, you know, as I mentioned before, my dad, who started the company, he always believed when you have a good relation, your work is going to come to your company. And we've been lucky enough, well, we've been ethical enough. We start a job, we finish it. It doesn't matter, you're going to cut us, we ended up finishing it, because that's one of our main goals on the company.
If something's wrong, I mean, I'm sure you'll go back and we'll fix it, because
that's right.
All you have is your name.
We still believe in the handshake more than paperwork. So if we say we're going to do it, our word is heavier than what the paper says.
Good
so,
for you.
Yes, that's what we do.
Where do you see you guys 5 years from now, 10 years from now? How big do you want to grow?
5 years, how big we want to grow? I just came out from really tough. You know, no, yeah, the thing what happened is, the projects I mentioned before, there were a few that we were doing at the same time. Actually, those three jobs that I was telling you, plus another two, we did it like in a year. As I told you, it's a family-owned company. We tried to do everything in-house. Now we start outsourcing because we need help. 5 years, we would like to do more general contractor work since we have the license. Keep growing, you know, keep growing, but keep growing and learn when to say no. That's something you mentioned before. It's hard to say no. but you want to keep your business going, you need to learn to say no when you know you cannot do the job.
Right.
Don't take on more than you can,
right.
handle. You mentioned the family-owned business, and you mentioned employing, you know, family members. I know that's an interesting line toggling, working with your family members. And then you mentioned outsourcing labor. So when you do that, do you subcontract that? And if so, how do you find the subcontractors that pass the requirements that you have?
Through the Georgia Hispanic work? Construction Association.
That's one of sorts. I mean, we even find superintendents through the association. Labor force, so it's more reference at this point. That's funny because that's how in commercial industry it works. You ask GC, or you ask the subcontractor you have, or you ask even laborers, hey, you know, somebody's looking for work. Mm-hmm. It's been a little tough in the industry right now, especially in commercial, to find good laborers. I mean, it's laborers, but
especially
really
good. Especially Atlanta, so much growth going on.
Yeah, I mean, you go downtown and you see 11, 12 cranes going up. So it's just downtown. So now you can imagine outside of downtown. And we work all the southeast. So it's hard, but it's not impossible, especially with help from the association.
And do you utilize local labor when you're able, or do you outsource like from other states? You mentioned Chattanooga.
Yeah.
So would you select a team here in Georgia rather than Tennessee to support your local economy, or is it based on their abilities?
Oh, no, it's both. You always try to get good guys. You look for them, they look for you. We go to Chattanooga. We try to get labor from Chattanooga. We know, like, try to just keep everything from Atlanta people. When we work in Atlanta, we look for people in Atlanta. But sometimes that job I'm telling in Kentucky, we need to bring all our guys from Atlanta because it was really hard to find labor over there. I mean, it is hard right now here. Try to go in order, and it's harder and harder.
Eel Construction and Restoration is the name of the company. Francisco, for those that would like to find out more, do you have a website?
Yes, we have a website. I think that would be the best point of contact. It's a link there you can get in, an email. The name of the web is eaglecr.com. So it's eagle, like the bird, and initials of construction restoration. So eaglecr.com, and you can find information from us over there.
One last question. When your dad started the company 23 years ago?
23 years ago.
Eagle. How'd he come up with the name? Where'd he come up with that? Any story there?
Yes, it's his story. It's we tried to figure out why my dad is so fan about Eagle, because anything that we related to previously, the previous name of the company was Eagle Masonry. We changed the name because we got the license, so we tried to be diverse. But he said, okay, we can change the name, but it's going to be Eagle Construction. So we try always to figure out, and he told us this, it's a really majestic bird. It's a really, like, freedom, symbol of freedom, and that's kind of what I get from him, but I'm pretty sure it's more the look of it. That's what he likes of it.
And you're soaring to new heights.
There you go.
There you go.
Oh, you need a marketing person? There you go right there.
Great.
Great stuff. Francisco, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
I'll tell you, Rafael, very impressive companies here, and it's hundreds more of these within your organization.
Definitely. Yeah, it was really hard to pick from the crowd, and when you join the association, we got so many different channels and ways to connect you, all the way from the face-to-face to all the different channels we have online, and opportunities like this, and our team, you know, Maricielo Fuller, our executive director, and Eliana Reyes, our executive administrative. We all work towards getting you connected, and when we have opportunities to showcase our members' work, we do it. So again, you know, we utilize even our mobile app, which we recently got, is just there to connect our members and make sure they connect among themselves.
And we want to make sure people get the website for the organization. It's GeorgiaHCA.org once again. Thank you so much for coming on, Rafael, and bringing such wonderful members as well. Want to thank Eagle Construction and Restoration and CIC Floors for joining us on the show, as well as the Georgia Hispanic Construction Association. And a quick reminder, you can listen to this show anytime you want, 24/7, by going to businessradiox.com, select the Gwinnett Studio, and then click on this show. It's called Gwinnett Business Radio. For our entire group here, and Amanda, great job once again. I'm Mike, and we'll see you next time right here on Business Radio X.